This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one would say J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Where'd J.J. Barea get a player to week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Of course, I'm your host, Rocky. Join me today is Mr. 315.
I noticed you introduced me first.
Yeah,
last two times. I noticed that. There you go.
I didn't want
after the fiasco. After the fiasco last week, you know.
I gave you a water. I give you donuts. You want to call it a fiasco?
Luke,
I tell you one time.
Are y'all ready to pay up on y'all bet?
What bet?
What bet?
The NCAA tournament. Bet.
God, dude. I'm fine, dude. I win ever. And I haven't lost yet.
Well, the good thing for y'all is I can't score any more points, so.
Which
sucks. And we are live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting in the Arrowpoint building in Charlotte,
North Carolina. Where your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO. Go CSB.com. Come sign up and take the tour.
Call in. Come chill with us.
Right.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah, looking at our little bracket for us right now. Yeah, you're done, dude. I'm done. we got one person. No, we got a couple of people UNC winning it. Let me see. Oh, wow. I'm 11th. All right. Wow, I'm horrible. I can't get more points. You're at 750. Ah, darn. All right. You see, Matt is at 600. He can't get any more points. Two legits at 600. So, yeah, it looks like a loss. All right.
Whoop.
So, we'll figure
whoop,
it out.
Whoop.
Yeah. I get 12 donuts in 10
12
minutes.
Cold donuts in 10 minutes and a half of a Spam and Nutella sandwich.
No. Oh. You said.
Either, we can't get them to. Come on, people. We
either
need them
12 or 6. Not 6 and Spam. Come on. Now, it should be Spam or the 6 donuts, 1 to 2.
Okay, right? You got to eat a Spam and Nutella sandwich. I'm 10 minutes, 12 donuts.
I can do
I'm
it.
Cool with that.
I can do it.
I want to see you get through that.
I just need to get a good pace going. If I can eat at least 8 in the first 4 minutes.
If you can't eat all 12 donuts in 10 minutes, then you have to do 50 push-ups right after it.
After that's
right.
Not fair.
Oh my lord! that's the bet. Right. That is the bet. If you can eat them all, then you don't have to do no push-ups. If you can't eat them all, you gotta push it out.
Push it out. That's horrible. All right, well, let's go into dummies of the week. Now he's talking about that because I know I got some dummies. Y'all got some dummies. So who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolinas, Dummy of the Week. You want me to start? You starting.
You can go ahead and start it.
My Chicago Bears for signing Mark Garbage Sanchez.
They got him for cheap.
They got him 1 year deal. He is your quarterback in Chicago to back up Long Neck. You lost Cutler. But you got Sanchez.
You gave up 1 6 for another 6 because he wears 6 too, doesn't he?
Gosh, yeah. I miss Cutler already. I miss Jay Cutler already, man.
Butt fumble too coming.
Yeah, I took Jay Cutler for granted. I see.
Mark Sanchez, yeah. I thought you might have read about this already.
Oh, I did. Oh, we talked a little bit about it. Did we mention this last week? Oh, yeah. I've known about this since the day when I saw when you tagged me on Facebook, so I didn't like that too much either.
Well, I'm just kidding. I didn't say anything about you.
That's a subliminal message.
No.
As I'm reading, I get the tag. Oh, a couple people tagged me.
Hold on. Listen, I feel your pain. I had him in Dallas. Come on. Seriously?
But at least in Dallas, he was kind of just like that guy on the sideline. line to kind of.
I don't care. He's on the sideline. That's enough bad threat.
Right. But we're still going to draft the quarterback.
Yeah.
And I think he'll be that guy for the QB coming in. So, yeah.
So, y'all got Sanchez. Great. I mean, you know, great move, whatever. The Dallas Cowboys signed offensive lineman, the best offensive tackle in the game, Byron Bell. That used to play with the Panthers. Woo-hoo! Boy, I'm telling you, that's a pre-agent signing right there. No, listen, which one's a better signing, Mark Sanchez or Byron Bell? I'm going to go with Bell. At least he's on the best offense line in the game.
They asking him to be a backup, maybe a practice squatter.
Which is fine. But no, I had to share it with Susan.
Seahawks
backup quarterback Trevon Boykin arrested on drug and public intoxication charges.
We posted
charges.
That picture. Thank you, TMZ, on the website.
He crashed his car into a bar.
I mean,
he wasn't
stupid, are you?
He was in it.
Was he the driver? I don't think he was the driver. Oh, right.
But still, you were
it's
in
still
it.
Bad. It's still a bad look. Still a bad look.
Pacers. Indiana, man. Woo-hoo. I don't know if y'all heard about this news. They brought back
Lance Stephenson. Yeah.
For a 3-year deal. 3 years!
$12 million!
For $12 million! What are you thinking?
He was blowing on somebody in that Indiana executive office to get back in.
3-year, $12 million deal?
You know what that is, though? The thing about that is Larry Bird loves him for some odd reason, man.
Listen, I get it, but he's been on 10-day contracts for the last 6 months. And they signed him to a 3-year. I don't know what he did in Indiana, but boy.
The only way I would like him on Indiana, Vogel is still the coach.
Yeah, I don't know. Nate McMillan.
I don't think Nate McMillan's not going to put up with his man.
But no, he was there with him, so they have some rapport. And Lance knows this
him
is
and
his
George.
Absolute yeah. last chance.
This has to be it for
he
him.
He got a big deal. It's a big contract
this has
for him.
To be it for him.
But
him,
maybe,
never left Indiana.
Maybe him, no. maybe him, Paul George together would be
rekindle
good.
Rekindle that chemistry.
Yeah, so we'll see.
They need help at the two guard, too, because Monte Ellis is not what he was.
I forgot all about it.
Jeff Teague is... It looks like he's slowing down, man. And Paul George needs help. You're wasting Paul George away.
I thought Indiana was going to be like a top three team this year coming in.
On paper, they look good.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be.
No, I figured it'd be at least top five somewhere in there. Then I've got Cristiano Ronaldo's new statue. I don't know if you guys saw it. It's very
That thing's
lopsided.
Creepy, man.
Yeah, it's very creepy.
You know what happened? He's one of the heroes of the week. He got an airport in Portugal named after him. There's my assumption right here. They were going to originally name the airport after somebody else in Portugal. When they thought it would be better for their tourist attraction to name it after Cristiano Ronaldo, they had already erected the bust of this damn statue for this other guy. So they went back and did what they could to make it more like Ronaldo without having to spend more money. But it turned out terribly wrong.
Question, did you guys see the new It trailer?
No, okay. But I did see the new Justice League trailer.
Well,
and that.
There's a part in the It trailer where you see the little kid running in the rain, and he loses his little paper thing into the sewer, and he goes and looks into the sewer, and like the scary clown pops
up. Oh, yeah,
But now on
– It looks like his statue.
Yeah, then I saw the one with – they put Ronaldo's face on the little boy, and That's the funny. Statue pops up.
That's funny. Then we got Jay Cutler. I'll just leave it there. Kentucky fans, man, they ruined the referee company's Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that missed some calls during the game. Look, man, come on. Don't take the game that serious where you're going to guys' Facebook page.
You can't come and take the bluegrass company. State.
But, you know, it don't just happen there. It happens everywhere.
Like, we said it on the show. Officiating college basketball is the worst officiating in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So – trust, we've all been objected to pitiful calls.
In Kentucky, I feel your pain. You guys, like Kentucky basketball is the only ticket in town.
Why do you feel their pain? I don't, to me.
They've won a ton of national championships. I don't feel bad.
Kentucky, Duke, Carolina, those programs, I don't feel sorry for at all. All right, because they win championships. They get the best recruits.
Kentucky does, but for what Cal gets to have one championship, it's like, ugh. I mean,
but we were talking about it earlier. Yeah. Like, If most of the time, teams that win the NCAA tournament are teams that with juniors, seniors,
exactly. Not these one and done. That don't work.
One and done. You don't go through anything.
Yeah, that don't work.
And then we had Dead Troll Son was signed at Hornets Cavs game. The one that said, "Thomas, you pick the grades up, you'll be here." Here's why I don't like it is because this kid's got to go back to school.
I'm listening
to Bimani, and they all make sense.
What they say,
I get it. Talking about the kid going back to school, being clowned on, being picked on, you know your dad's on TV. You already didn't go get to see LeBron James play in Charlotte, so you couldn't go to the game.
And LeBron actually
played.
Is that
not punishment? I mean, I think that's enough. And then the next night was funny. There was a lady that held a sign up and said, "Hey, Thomas, I got tickets for you next time you need to go to the game. I'll take it."
Hey, speaking of like little kids, you know, I discussed this, getting off topic a little bit. I discussed this with a couple of friends. I had a good laugh. Remember the NCAA game a couple weeks ago, Northwestern, and I can't remember who they were playing. Remember the little boy?
Yes.
The little
AD's son.
Oh, that was AD's son?
It wasn't.
Chris Collins' son.
Okay.
No, it was AD's son.
Uh-huh. Now, that kid was definitely going to go back to school and get clowned.
Oh, first of all, I had no problem with that because, first of all, you shouldn't take a game that serious.
Right.
When you are 10 years old and this is what you breathe and believe, of course you're going to take a serious.
He went bananas on
it. The calls were horrendous.
No,
again.
They were bad. Listen, I don't go to a sports bar somewhere when the Cowboys play for a reason. First of all, I'm not going to talk trash to somebody else because I'll end up, you know, I'm not doing it. I'll stay home and watch the game, and I get very upset at the game. I'm not going to go somewhere and watch it because I don't want to be videotaped or anything else. That's my business.
Going anyway. Crazy.
Then the last dummy of the week is former NBA player Antic punches teammate
Arrow
in the face.
Antic is so hilarious. It's on the Facebook page. He slugged dude. And then after he slugged dude, he goes and kisses dude. Dude is like, "Man, you just hit me in my face. Get your big, ugly, smelly self away from me."
Perio Antic turned around after he got a rebound and punched his teammate in the nose.
That's right. Over big, ugly, smelly, saw mama. Get the
hell you. Did we want to try to get your jams of the weekend before you getting out? Or you want to go into
Just add one more to dummies, please. Okay. My girl, Latasha Joan Madden Miles, she's an author. She does a little sports show on the radio. Look for her post. She posted LeVar Ball after UCLA loss. And the caption says, quote, "Hold up, y'all. I meant Seth Curry. Lonzo ain't better than Steph. He's better than Curry." Yeah, so I found that pretty amusing.
I had a whole bunch of LeVar memes after that loss.
And if you haven't liked the LeVar Ball page yet with things that LeVar Ball says, please do, because it's very funny.
Tiger Woods' hairline running away from his head.
Oh, yeah.
Like the 21-year-old Tiger and the 38-year-old Tiger, 39, however.
Listen. Like, Tiger, we haven't done two words yet, but I got two words for you. Come on home, baby. Come on home. Cut it all off. Do what I did. Do what I did. Cut it all off, baby.
Let it go, baby. Let it go.
You got that Hulk. You got that Hulk Hogan thing going on, right?
Let me see if I got any more dummies.
Even Hulk won't let it go.
You know who he looks like? He looks like Colin Firth on Horrible Bosses.
He has aged horribly, too, in the last few years.
He's stressed out, man. Yeah. He's not playing good golf or anything.
He's
so
aging horribly.
Me and Tiger
the same age.
Those strippers do it to you.
It's spending too much money on the strippers. And then the fight at the United Center after the McDonald's High School All-American game.
What's wrong with people?
What the hell, man? Can we just – I know it's high school, and fights happen all the time after high school sports, but damn – this is the All-American game at the United Center. Like, isn't security turned up? Well, this shouldn't have not have happened.
Well, they are in Chicago.
Well, sometimes you can't. You can have security all you want. If people don't fight, they don't fight.
Yep,
you just can't be. I don't understand why people are so angry. I mean, you know, I see a lot of angry people out everywhere now.
The NFL's the worst when it comes
to it's horrible.
The NFL is
absolutely
the worst,
horrible. You know, if you go to Panthers game every Sunday, there's fight all up in the 500s.
Them damn Raider fans, boy, are probably the most ruthless that I've seen.
Oh, no, it is everywhere. I mean, you know, there's a bunch of homer teams and different ones. Do you want to do jams? You want to go to two words?
Can I just do my heroes real quick before I
You got heroes, out? Sue?
I got heroes.
Okay.
I wanted to shout out Martin Gortat. Leaving Las Vegas.
My hero.
Los Angeles. That's my hero. Like three women packed in the car. My man. My man. Pimping.
I call that the triple-double.
Right?
stacks on stacks.
That's the real triple-double king of the NBA. Marcin Gortat, man.
And on a more serious tip, Leah Steele, 2 years, cancer-free, man. Awesome. She's still one of my heroes.
I posted that in my sports group on Facebook. Yep.
We could go to jams real quick and some dumb jams. I can do jams.
You got jams?
I think I got.
You got jams. Oh, good.
I got a nasty one myself.
And then I got a couple of WrestleMania questions for you. And then you can go. Your spectacular dunk from Vince Carter. Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome.
Shut up and jam. Do you want me to shoot it? No! Slam! Slam!
BSS Carolina's Dunks of the Week.
All right, you got any? So you got some?
I tried to find it, the post, and I could not find the video, but the Cavaliers game, Marvin Williams drives baseline, throws the ball up and tried to lay it up. It slips out of his hand, goes way up in there, and Cody Zeller, like Giannis Antetokounmpo out here, goes up and grabs it, throws it there. Like Cody, where did that come from? And then the Greek Freak, man, he glared from free throw line, did a windmill.
Yeah.
Was it the Atlanta Hulks game?
Yeah. Because I shared it too.
My God, man. That guy is something else, man. Those are the two I can remember posting.
All right.
One more. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Fan from the Atlanta Hawks game, off the trampoline, does a windmill reverse. Nice. Like, this is a fan. And then the dance. He scoots across the damn floor. Way to go, Atlanta Hawks. You see, the Hornets should let fans do this.
No, you know who we need? The fans should do it. We should see Jordan do it once in a while. Why is Jordan not bouncing off the trampoline dunking?
Jordan's 50 years old. 50
Steve Ballmer does it.
Jordan has 48,000 plus minutes on his body from the NBA.
Just once in a while.
The man can't run.
Yeah, he can. Yeah, he can. Real fast for me, LeBron James dunk over Paul Gasol.
Oh, my God.
Huge Miles Plumlee dunk versus the Raptors last night.
I didn't see that.
It was underneath. He pulled on the rim. Super Mario dunks on Enes Kanter. Orlando Magic Mario Hizanji. Yeah. It was a nasty dunk. James Johnson dunked on the Pistons.
That was going to be mine on Marcus Morris.
My God.
Then Dwayne noticed South Carolina dunk versus Florida to cap the game the other night. Those were some jams. Did you have any other ones?
No, that one was, man.
That was James nasty, Johnson was dude.
And Marcus got hurt. He got hurt. He's on the internet like, he got hurt.
That might be the nastiest dunk. One of the nastiest dunks.
Remember the one he had in the middle of the season on Steph Curry, too?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. People been dunking on Steph this year. Damn, yep. Steph. Get out the way, man.
Before you get out here, real fast, WrestleMania 33 is this weekend. Who do you pick when Reigns Undertaker?
The big dog.
Undertaker?
That's the point. That's the both of them known as the big dog.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
So, the big dog.
He's not being called – Reigns is not being called the big dog until 2 weeks ago or a month.
He's been
ago
calling
now
himself the big dog for a minute. I'm the big dog that runs this yard, this house.
No, he's been called the big guy, not the big dog.
I thought that was what's his face? The Feed Me More guy.
Oh, right back?
Yeah.
No, he was
I thought he was the big guy.
If they want to get over with Roman Reigns, if they want to like be real successful with him, he has to be heel. I mean,
he's already heel.
No, he gets a heel pop, but he's not a heel.
No.
He's like Cena sometimes in certain places.
So he needs to completely sell out and go to the Authority.
No, what he needs to do in that Undertaker match, I don't know, when things get crazy, hit Undertaker with like a low blow or something.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Something where and not even care that he does it and screw the fans attitude.
But serious talk pick: Roman Reigns wins, man.
That's what I'm thinking. Too.
I mean, you can always bring Undertaker back, but Roman Reigns wins this one.
I mean, where do you go if Roman Reigns loses? Where do you go with Roman Reigns if he loses that match? You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't matter where you go, Reigns. The problem is Undertaker. There's rumors this might be the last Undertaker's match ever.
With him?
So, yeah. Wow. So, what way to send? I picked Reigns to win because I think Reigns will win because they already got Reigns and Lesnar going at it next year. And so, you'll have streak ender against career ender.
Right.
So, we'll
something
see.
Like that.
Then we got Owens and Jericho real fast. Who you got?
Owens and Jericho?
For the US title.
I got Kevin Owens winning.
Yeah, I think Jericho has always been like a good worker. I think Jericho puts like Kevin Owens over WrestleMania.
The prize fighter does something illegal, of course, and he doesn't get caught. And he,
now, don't and forget, Jericho power, did not win ball. Last. Jericho won last year, so and he beat Styles last year.
Yep.
So, I could see Owens winning. Goldberg and Lesnar.
Damn, who cares? I think Goldberg wins though.
Mm, really?
Goldberg holds the title at least till SummerSlam. Holds it through Money in the Bank. He holds it.
Oh wow!
He'll hold it until SummerSlam, and somebody's gonna cash in on him.
I had Lesnar winning.
Yeah, I got Lesnar.
To break that.
Lesnar's going
get that
to,
monkey off his back.
Lesnar's gonna take the spear. He's gonna take jackhammer. Then he's gonna turn around, hit F5, and win. In a minute and a minute.
A couple minutes.
Yeah. No, 1 minute. I'll say 1 minute.
And then it sets up the rematch for Money in the Bank or something.
And it's just sad that we know the outcome of that, how long that's going to last.
I asked QCB and T-Bone, both of them said under 3 minutes.
It's got to be. For this it's got to be. Because fans, attention span for these guys is no more than 3 minutes. Yeah. It's got to be quick.
Wyatt and Orton, real fast.
Orton. Viper. The Viper.
I hope. Orton. RKO. WrestleMania.
Right. I got Wyatt, but I can see it. Charlotte, Bailey, Jackson, Banks in a fatal in elimination fatal four way.
I don't talk divas too much. Huh? Just saying.
Okay, well, you got to talk. Yeah. Do you got a pick for this one?
Who is it?
Charlotte, Bailey, Jackson, Banks.
Let's go with Nia Banks, man. She's the most dominant force. It'd be a damn travesty she don't win.
I'm just that divas division is just there.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Sasha just because it's Sasha, man. All right. That's it for this segment. We come back. We'll do NBA. We got some NBA talk. Might talk some baseball. And we got two words for you in Bon Voyage. As always, you're listening to BSS
Sports
Carolina.
Sports is life, baby. Thank you for checking us out this week. You can always catch us, like he said, iTunes, iHeart, Stitcher, Spreaker. Stick around. The gentleman got one more hot episode for your mouth.
Absolutely. You're listening to BSS Carolina's. And as always, catch us everywhere.